Ladies and gentlemen, the coach, Presley Swaggerty.
Wow. Being a coach, that kind of pumps me up, huh? And I'm excited about what's going on, and I think we've all got a chance to change lives. I know we do. And I'm going to just talk about what I think it takes. I'm going to tell you one of the great travesties I think that's going on right now with us and with all of America is we've settled. We've decided that this is the best life has to offer, and so many of us have quit dreaming. I'm going to tell you what, we have got to dream. The Bible says without vision the people perish, and I'm going to tell you, we have got to be dreaming, guys. And I understand that it's hard because I grew up dirt poor and then taught school for 16 years, so I want you to understand where this boy came from. But I'm telling you right now, we've got to start dreaming, and I realize it's hard when you're struggling to pay the bills, when you got to rework 2 months' budget just to put tires on the car. I realize that when you can't figure out how you're going to make that next payment, I realize it's hard to dream. What we've got our hands on, though, is a vehicle that can get us dreaming again, and that's something that we've got to do. Everybody in this room needs to understand this. From the time we were little bitty, we were getting conditioned. From the time we were in our mama's arms, we were getting conditioned on how we thought. Makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, our thoughts didn't just pop in our head. We were watching our parents. They were modeling for us. They were talking to us. Our grandparents were modeling for us and talking to us. Friends of the family, siblings. We were picking all that up from the time we were little bitty and then growing up. I tell you what, that's how we were conditioned on how we think. My mama raised me as a single parent. She worked in a sewing factory for minimum wage and supported me, an elderly aunt, and a grandmother. I tell you what, my mom is a great godly lady, and she taught me everything I know. I am who I am because of my mama. She taught me about life and love. She taught me about the Lord. She taught me about manners. She taught me about relationship. But my mom grew up in the Depression era, so getting by was good enough. That's how she had grown up, just exist. And she taught me about poverty. Not intentionally, but that's how she conditioned me. And I had to change the way I thought financially. Guys, I'm telling you, you've heard this all day, but everybody needs to understand this. Anything significant that we do in life, we've got to do it two times. The first place we've got to do it has got to be right here. I'm telling you, listen to me, because this is how you're going to change your life if you really want to. Now, I told you earlier, if you just want to play with this thing and make you a little extra money, you can do that. Sure can. And I know for a lot of us, that's fine. And, you know, I think a lot of people look up here and go, oh, my gosh, she's making a couple of hundred grand a month. I can't fathom that. Well, I'm going to tell you what, I couldn't either. I told you earlier that I was doing cartwheels when I got a check with a comma in it, and I was. That was life-changing to me at that point in time. But Zig Ziglar tells us, go as far as you can see, and when you get there, you're going to be able to see farther. When I got $1,000, I could see five, though. I could see it. I just put my nose down, started working harder, and I got to five. You know what? When I got to five, though, I could see 10. When I got to 10, I could see 25, because every time I got to that new point, I could see farther. Guys, you can too. If you can't fathom making a lot of money, that's all right. You just start working on whatever your goal is. If your goal's 500, great. Get there, you'll see farther. If your goal's 1,000, you'll see farther. I tell you what, my residual this last month was $125,000. I can see a million now. I'm telling you what, we've got a chance. We've got a chance because of this company, because of the compensation, because of the timing, because of everything you hear me talk about all the time. We got a chance to make phenomenal, life-changing amounts of money, but you're going to have to change the way you think if you want to get there. Because if we keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. And I don't know about you guys, but for me, that was not what I wanted. I mean, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was struggling to pay the bills. It was an ugly deal. Every month, there was more month than there was money. Let's see if anybody can relate to this one. I never went in a restaurant until Ignite came along that I bought what I wanted. Don't raise your hand, but see if you can relate to this, huh? It would be appetizer. You never got an appetizer. I mean, that's just a no-no, you know? You choke down four pieces of bread, but you ain't getting an appetizer, huh? I mean, no appetizers. And then your son says, hey, Dad, can I have a steak? No, son, chicken's better for you, you know? I mean, that's healthier. Get that chicken, son. And then the meal's over, and your boy looks at you and says, hey, could we get dessert? Oh, no, we got Oreos at home, son. Just wait till we get to the house. I wouldn't even buy a cup of coffee for $1.50. No, no, we're not getting coffee. We got Folgers at the house. We'll just make a pot as soon as we get home, huh? You know one of the little pleasures that this boy has now? When I go in a restaurant, I get what I want. And you say, well, that's goofy. Well, to some of you guys, it may be. Some of you probably had money. This boy didn't have money. So it's just, sometimes I get an appetizer when I don't even want one just because I can, huh? I mean, it's just one of those things that it's a different deal to me now. Life is so different. If you'd have told me that I'd had airplanes and pilots and get to eat lunch with John Maxwell and do all the stuff that I've got to do in a short period of time. One thing you got to understand is I haven't been doing this 10 years. Does everybody understand? I've been doing it about 2.5. You're going to have to get out there and get your button gear and get to working, because you can accomplish anything I've accomplished. The reason I can talk with such passion is twofold. One, it's easy talking about what you believe in. I believe in this, obviously. Number two, though, it's easy for me talking because I know anything that I've accomplished, you guys can accomplish, because I know I'm nothing special. I'm a poor boy that taught school. I was willing to get out of my box. I was willing to get out of my comfort zone. And that's what's going to keep so many of you poor, because you won't do that. And I'm telling you what, you got to make the decision that you're going to start reading to change how we think so we can get on pace to do some great and mighty things, guys. The other thing you got to do besides reading is you're going to have to make a commitment to work. You got to work. I sacrificed for 1.5 to 2 years in this business. Most of you guys know Jordan plays baseball. You know what? I missed a bunch of his ball games during that time, because that first 18 months to 2 years, my Ignite schedule went on the calendar first. And I fit the kids' activities in after Serbest concerts, Jordo's ball games. I missed about a third of them. And as a coach and a dad that loved to be there, it killed me to not be there. But I had a family meeting and I told my kids why I was going to miss some of their stuff, because I was doing this for us. Because they knew it was an ugly deal financially around our house. They knew that I was doing this to try to help the family. And I had that family meeting. I suggest you have a family meeting if you're really going to get into this and do that. But they knew why I was doing it. But I sacrificed for a while so I could have the rest of my life to do what I want to do. Now Jordo's going to go to Tempe, Arizona and play at Arizona State if he's not drafted high enough. And I tell you what, this boy, I'll get me a place in Tempe. I've already got the airplane, and I tell you what, I'll go see my son play, because I was willing to sacrifice for a while to have the rest of my life. So you got to get rid of that immediate gratification mentality. That's the one thing you got to get out of here, because I told you guys earlier, I worked for several months and didn't make hardly anything. What if I'd have quit? So you don't know, it might be the next person you're going to talk to is going to be the one that changes your life. I tell you what, a lot of people don't know how close they are to success when they give up. And I tell you what, if not this, what? That's my question. If not this, what? What do we have that we can do, common people like us? What can we do? You know the difference between a winner and a loser? Let's get this. You know the difference? A winner does it, and he 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 does it some more till the job's finished. A loser kind of quits somewhere in there before the job's finished. I'm going to tell you what, guys, we got to keep going now. We've got to make a commitment. You know, right now, everybody today needs to make a commitment. You need to make a decision that, okay, I'm going to do this big. I'm going to change my life. Then you need to reinforce it for 21 days. They've proven that if you'll reinforce a decision for 21 days by reading and going to meetings and listening to conference calls and doing all the stuff we talk about, reinforce it for 21 days, that it'll become a commitment. And once we've made a commitment, we can change the world. But you got to do that for once in your life. And I'm going to tell you, it's not easy, because I wasn't used to that. I mean, I was an employee, you know, you just passed the buck. You did what you wanted to. If it didn't work, so what? No big deal. I'm telling you, you got to look in the mirror and say, if it's to be, it's up to me, and start accepting some responsibility, huh? I mean, that's really what it boils down to. Do you realize life is not a dress rehearsal? Have we figured that out? Life is not a dress rehearsal. Some of us treat it as such, though. It's like, boy, I'm just going to run through it this time and see how it plays out, and then I'll do something good next time. Guys, we don't. We're here about that long. I mean, it's a flicker. And I tell you what, now is when we've got to get going. We've got to make it happen now. And you say, well, Presley, I'm from the wrong side of the tracks. Good. Join the club. I am too. Well, hey, I didn't have a dad around to teach me and all that. Good. I didn't either. You're on the same page I am. If I could go back and change it, I'd have a dad that was around. Instead, I had an alcoholic dad that never saw me do anything and left when I was 9. That's how it is. You know, we can't go back and make a new beginning, or I would, just like most of us would, but we can start now and make a new ending, and that should be the goal of everybody in this room, to start now and make the best ending possible for themselves and their families. But you got to understand, we live in America, the greatest country on earth, in spite of our flaws, and we can all be, do, and have more if we want to. I've learned in life, though. Get this. I've learned in life, you can make money, or you can make excuses, but you can't make both. I know with me, I'd made excuses most of my life that I was from the wrong side of the tracks. I didn't have the right education. I didn't look right. I wasn't strong enough, big enough, fast enough. I mean, I always had an excuse. I tell you what, when Ignite came along, I decided I wanted to be somebody. And I decided I was willing to do it and do it and do it and do it till the job was done. And I tell you what, my kids look at me different now. I'm not saying they didn't love me back then, but I tell you what, my kids look at me and they're proud of their dad. Because I was willing to keep doing it when a lot of people wouldn't. And that's what you got to make that decision. Are you willing to do it when a lot of people won't? See, I don't want to live in a normal house. I don't want to drive a normal car. I don't want to go on normal vacations. I don't want to live a normal life. I want to be abnormal. And that's what you got to understand. You're going to have to be a little bit abnormal if you want to do something different, because the masses are going to stay paycheck to paycheck. Now, here's one of my pet peeves is this, though. I know when I got in this business, I went to the teacher's lounge and I said, hey, and the teacher's lounge is an ugly place. Do we have any educators in here? That's an ugly place to go. I got where I wouldn't even go because the teachers are moaning and complaining about little Billy Bob or third period's too big or something happening. I mean, somebody got the class I wanted and all that. So I got in this business. I went in there and I said, hey, I found something that can get us out of this, because all they've been doing is complaining, huh? So I thought, this is a great group. I'll get them. Hey, look at this. Nah, I couldn't do that. You know what one of my pet peeves is? If you're not willing to get out of your comfort zone and try something else, then quit moaning and complaining about the hand life dealt you. I mean, it's just that simple, because we can all sit around and complain. We can all sit around and complain, but you're going to have to make a decision that you want to change something. You got to quit making excuses. You got to start changing the way you think, and you got to work. I did this business for my family. Sarah Beth got to go to Baylor because of this business. I couldn't have afforded $28,000 a year as a coach. Jordan is at Prestonwood Christian Academy because I can afford that $13,000 to have him in a private school where I wanted him. And my mama, who is 87 now, and my mama's slipping, and it kills me because I can't go have a good conversation with my mama anymore. You know, one of my great regrets, and some of you guys have heard me say this, but one of my great regrets in this business is that this business didn't come along 10 years ago. Not for me, but for my mama. Lord willing, I'm going to have a few years to enjoy this, but you know, now I take care of my mom. She's not in a nursing home. She's in an assisted living facility where I can take care of her and I can pay the bills and all that, but she can't really enjoy this money. 10 years ago, my mom would have been driving a Mercedes, going on shopping sprees. She'd have been going on cruises. She'd have been enjoying life. You know what my mama was doing 10 years ago? My mom was counting the money from her little two-bit check she got from the government at the end of the month to see if she had enough money to go to Luby's and eat. That's what she was doing. And you say, well, why do you tell us that sob story, Presley? Because some of your parents have some good years left. Some of your grandparents have some good years left. But they're counting the money at the end of the month to see if they got enough money to go to Luby's. My thing is, why don't you get off your butt and do something to change it for them? I mean, that's really what I think. Why don't we do something? And some of you guys, I can tell by looking at you right now, some of you are looking up here going, you're a nut. That's all right, I may be, but I tell you what, because I was willing to change the way I thought and because I was willing to work hard, I'm a rich nut now. And I tell you what, it's pretty fun being a rich nut, and I would recommend it highly to anyone. I used to stand in front of groups like this all the time and go, boy, guys, I think we can make money. I think we can get rich. I think the company's going to do good. I don't say think anymore. You guys have figured it out. This thing is rocking. I mean, it's going through the roof. Lots of people are making lots of money. You've heard from a bunch of them today. We got a chance to change our lives. You just got to make that decision. Then you got to reinforce it for 21 days till it becomes a commitment. And then you got to go. Guys, again, you can make excuses or you can make money, but you can't make both. Quit making excuses if you really want to change your life. And if you don't want to change your life, then quit moaning and complaining, okay? Because just realize this is the best it is, and it's the best it's ever going to be if you're not willing to get out of your box to do something else. That is a big key. I believe with all my heart there's going to be two groups of us in this room. There's going to be the group that's glad they did, and there's going to be the group that wishes they had. I hope you're in the glad they did category.